Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Best lyrics in a song, one line. Wrong answers only coming up at 5:35. The man who caught the first touchdown pass thrown by Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead Stadium has announced that he is retiring. Former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Chris Conley said Saturday morning following 10 seasons in the NFL was enough. Conley, who was drafted by the Chiefs in the third round of the 2015 NFL draft out of Georgia, made the announcement on his Instagram. He writes, "When I was a kid, I wrote down a set of goals, and on that list was play 10 years in the NFL. That goal has been accomplished. It's time to set sights on something new." And where do you think Patrick Mahomes, speaking of, falls on the list of merchandise purchased?
I would like to say it's one, but I think it's two or three.
It is two.
Yeah.
He is number two this year.
The first one is...
In the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The first one is the quarterback that we faced. Nope. Okay, which one?
You're thinking of Jalen Hurts.
I thought it was Jalen Hurts.
It's his running back, Saquon Barkley.
Got it.
Is number one.
Mr. 360.
That is still the greatest, maybe second only to the Immaculate Reception.
Now, he downplays it.
He says
it was not a 360 because he was already backwards when he jumped, so it was only a 180.
Okay. You remember the play we're talking about?
Sort of.
Where he jumps over a player backwards?
Oh, I know what I forgot to ask you guys. I do remember that play.
Travis Kelce is number 11.
Did you see last night, and look this up in real time, I want to see the look on your face.
Oh, boy.
During one of the games, the runner came flying around third to steal home. And
what teams am I looking for?
I think it was St. Louis, but I don't remember. St. Louis's catcher, Yachty, is right there. He's going to tag him out. He's in front of the plate. I'm in front of the plate. I'm Yachty. I'm in front of the plate. The runner swan dives over him and somersaults onto home plate and is safe. It is one of the craziest plays I have ever seen. Think like gigantic up in the air. Perfect dive form.
Are you sure it was last night? I thought I saw that the other day.
I don't know when it was. I saw it on social yesterday or 2 days ago. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I didn't think you could do that. Or is it that you cannot go outside of the...
You can't go outside the running path.
The running path.
Can the video you, was eight years
was
old.
It, can you dive over?
Yes.
You absolutely can as long as you stay within the boundaries.
Oh my gosh, it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
The only time you can go outside of the boundaries is if you're rounding a base.
Right.
Well, and even then, if you go too far outside
too far.
While rounding.
Yeah. But once you round the base, you're supposed to get back into the running path.
Okay.
So.
You're right. It was 2017. It's the craziest damn thing I've ever seen in my time. I've started following baseball. You know this. I'm a baseball fanatic.
Well, but you didn't know it was in 2017.
Because of that. My algorithm keeps shoving me baseball plays.
I was going to say, because it was in my Facebook Reels algorithm the other day, and I was like,
you know why?
That's pretty impressive.
No, you know why? Because you're Dana adjacent.
Well, the second that you said Yachty, I was like, it wasn't last night.
It It is because you guys are Dana adjacent, and I'm telling you, you are going to start getting birder information to your phone.
No.
Yes, it's...
I just like to look at them.
It's because you and I talk about it.
Wait, do you guys get workout videos?
No.
By the way, Yachty retired 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that. Anyway, just...
A real fanatic would have known that.
Watch your phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the birds... It is so funny. It has started happening in our house.
Do we remember Jack Caglione's real name?
Yes, I do. It is Jeffrey... Alan Caglione.
Very good.
Boom. Jack for short.
You were paying attention.
How nervous would you be knowing Patrick Mahomes was in the stands in the front row behind you watching the other night?
How nervous would you be if you knew Reggie Jackson was in the stands?
Bless his heart.
As you went up to the plate.
Baseline. Thank you. Scott and I were really dancing around that one.
I could not remember.
Within the line of the boundaries.
Thank you. And every time I said running lane, I'm like, what am I talking about? I knew it was wrong. I just could not for the life of me remember the name baseline or the word baseline.
We're dumb.
We are dumb.
Can you get yet a Jack Caglione, like, it wouldn't be his rookie card. What is your first card called?
Here we go.
It is a rookie card.
No. It is a call-up card.
Call-up card.
A rookie card is issued on the first full year.
Has he...
Got it.
Broken a record for that?
For what?
It says Jack Caglione has officially reached Paul Skene's territory within the baseball card hobby. The most recognizable card for him, his 2024 first Bowman autographed card.
That's talking about his collection.
In Gem Mint 10 from Professional Sports Authenticators, has reached the $1,000 individual sale mark for the first time.
So he is an avid baseball card collector.
Collector, okay.
And so the other day, he was interviewed. I can't recall if it was at a news conference or if it was just an interview in the locker room or something. But Channel 5 or Fox 4, one of the two, asked him, what did you do on your first official day in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Which was Monday when they didn't play. And he said, I went house hunting and I bought some baseball cards. He went to some really good baseball card store here in town.
Can you imagine being like the guy behind the counter when he walks in?
And so the reporter asked who was in the cards. And I can't remember. It wasn't Paul Skene. It was somebody else whose name I easily recognized and somebody else. And they said, did you find your own card in there?
Yeah.
And he said, no. It wasn't in the pack that he bought.
By the way, his call-up card features his first MLB hit, club top prospect Rips RBI double for first MLB hit.
Sam, will you tell us, what does it take to become an authenticator? I am fascinated with the guys that are dressed in all black that are sitting in the stands or like stand adjacent, and they sit there. And then for one of our new players the other night after their first hit, and I saw this with Caglione, you know, as soon as he makes his first hit and he gets on base, someone from outfield takes that ball and they throw it in. And then the catcher tosses it up to this guy. And Johnny goes, well, there's the authenticator. And I go, authenticators just go to these games and sit there?
To become an MLB authenticator, one typically needs to be a current or former law enforcement officer with a proven track record and a minimum of 15 to 20 years experience.
Wait, you have to be a cop?
These individuals are recommended to the role by their local police departments and have extensive training in handling evidence and documenting.
Wow. Items.
So, for example, I have down in the basement of my house, I have an Abaji jersey that's signed and a Merriweather jersey that's signed. Okay?
Okay.
And if I were to, and they're in big shadow boxes. If I were to take them down and open up the glass, on the back side of the jersey is the authenticator certificate.
There's a number and a certificate, but that stuff can, and I'm not saying yours is, but you know that there's huge fraud in that industry.
Yeah, there can
be. This is different because there is a dude sitting there in the ballpark.
Yeah.
By the way, if you ever go to a signing event, you will also see a similar looking dude sitting somewhere nearby.
Authenticators are not publicly advertised for the position. They are recruited.
Yeah, Sam said that.
This is crazy.
When you're at the police department, the police department will recruit you to become an authenticator.
Authenticators are typically stationed in the first base camera well, ensuring they can observe the field of play. Major League Baseball has a dedicated team of about 220 to 250 authenticators. Could we get one of them on the air? I find
How
this
do you find one?
To be fascinating.
My guess would be that there's one at every game. And here's
why. Just in case something crazy happens.
That would be my guess. Yeah, and when you have 30 teams in Major League Baseball, and so you're only going to have 15 a night, and if you have a roster of 220, like you just mentioned, you're only using 15 a night at most.
Let me look at this. Yes, Major League Baseball authenticators are present at every MLB game.
Yeah.
Like, because what could happen? Like, okay, some guy could hit a home run, and then he comes up to bat again, and he hits another home run. Then he hits another, like... There could be some crazy game where one guy hits six out of the park and it's never been done, or two grand slams.
Unlike any other sport that I'm aware of, Major League Baseball keeps the strangest
stats ever. Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even going to try to pretend to make one up. They're just crazy.
On the fourth Tuesday of the 5th September,
the
sun was at 47 degrees.
And so they have no idea if on this night something's going to happen with a play that it's never been done before, or it's only the second time it's ever happened, or whatever. How many authenticators do you think were in the stands when Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire were going for the home run records? Or when Shohei Ohtani got his 50 and 50?
Yeah.
I'm sure there were tons of authenticators in the audience. Because you got to have somebody everywhere to authenticate. Yep, that is the ball that just flew out of the stadium. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Coming up in the next segment, the best lyric, best line in a song, Wrong Answers Only. Okay? We got a couple. And by the way, you can text it in at 913-586-7798. We'll do that right after 5:30. JR in Lee's Summit. Hello, JR.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So you guys were talking about Jack Caglione's, like, rookie cards, right? In the sports card hobby, one of the cards that comes out before, say, Jack's rookie card is what they call a first Bowman. And the first Bowman card is made when they are first drafted by a professional ball team. What sets first Bowman apart is that some of them are autographed. And the reason that's important is because that's the player's first certified official autograph. And as the player gets older, a lot of times his autograph changes, right? Because he's signing more, he's more famous. So a lot of sports card collectors love to collect the first Bowman, which normally comes out a couple years before his official rookie card does. So for Jack Caglione, for instance, if you want a first Bowman autographed gold card, you're going to pay $5,000 to $10,000.
Whoa.
That's just That's just the going price.
Wow.
For Bobby Witt's gold, first Bowman, you're looking at probably 50 to 60 grand. It's a crazy world. As far as like autographs go, Dana, you're talking about authenticators.
Yeah.
There are some big card grading companies that sometimes for an official event will have their person sitting there with, quote, witnessing the autograph. And sometimes they'll put a holographic seal on the back or a little sticker saying, hey, this was officially witnessed by Beckett or by PSA. But, the big fight within baseball card collectors right now is that there are cards coming out right now of Jack Caglione in a Royals uniform, but his official rookie card may actually not come out until next year, which is kind of goofy.
JR, let me ask you a question. Last year, there was a Paul Skenes card that was in circulation somewhere. Nobody knew where it was, if anybody had gotten it or not. And they were going, if you had the Paul Skenes, it might have been his first Bowman card. Help me out here in just a second, because it sounds like you know what you're talking about. But there was only one ever issued. And an 11-year-old kid in California ended up getting it. And the Pirates were like, well, we'll give you tickets for life.
Forever. And he said no, remember?
And he said no, thank you. And he kept the card. Yeah. Was that a first Bowman?
So that was not. That's what they call an MLB patch. And what they did is Topps started giving or putting on Velcro, they would put a little patch on the player's uniform and for his first official game. Then they would get that patch back and put it into a thick card. And for Paul Skenes, he autographed it. And it was actually sold, I think, for over $1 million. And Dick's Sports, I believe, was the buyer.
Wow.
And so the funny part about it, not to go down a rabbit hole, there's a lot of controversy with that card, too. A lot of collectors, a lot of baseball card people think that that card may have not ever actually left the Topps factory. Again, I'm not going to go into all the conspiracies.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying,
well, okay, well, wait, but JR, saying, wait. Let me ask you this. Yeah. How at the factory do they, I mean, this is like having Boardwalk and Park Place and the McDonald's controversy over, you know, the winners of those cards. How do they make sure there is no fraud at the factory level? Because these are worth so much.
Well, that's a really good question. You know, obviously it's integrity. A lot of the expensive ones obviously go out in packs. Just the other day, I flew from Kansas City to Florida to have a couple rare cards graded by a company down there. And I saw some of their employees walk out of that building with clear bags, showing the security guard, like, look, I don't have anything. The company I went down to work with was a company called CGC. They grade sports cards, Pokemon cards, rare coins, and comic books. So, like, for instance, for comic books, like some of these Superman first editions that came out in the 1930s that go for like $15-20 million, whatever, this company, that's the company to grade with.
All right, real quick, Jerry, because we're up against the bottom of the hour. What is the most expensive or rare? Because you sound like a collector. Correct me if I'm wrong in a second, but you collect cards or memorabilia or whatever. What is the most expensive, rare thing that you have?
I've got a Mahomes rookie card that I paid a pretty pricey chunk for right now because it's autographed and it's limited to 49. It could probably be anywhere between $12,000 and $15,000. Wow. I've got a couple rare Ichiros that are worth probably around 10 or 15. So, you know, like I said, it's, you know, and the funny part about it, I am a very small fish in this hobby. There are guys that are hunting like perfect Mickey Mantles. One guy made an offer for $25 million and he got turned down.
Wow.
That is insane.
Anyway, yep, it's the Wild West out there, but thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Hey, really good information. Thank you for it, JR. Do appreciate it. Wow. What was that that Pittsburgh Pirates player? It's like the rarest card. It was sold in cigarette packs.
It's always in someone's attic.
And yeah.
You're struggling to pay your bills and you don't realize your great-grandfather has this in the attic.
Sam, as soon as you say his name, I'm going to know it immediately. It used to be sold in cigarette packs, but he was adamant about not smoking. He thought it was a terrible habit. And this is back in the teens or 19 teens or 20s, and he ordered them to stop putting his card in cigarette packs.
Wow. The card was produced and sold in American Tobacco Company cigarette packages. The rarest one of those cards is the T206 Onus Wagner.
Wagner, that's right.
Old Onus Wagner.
And I believe, and I'm just going off memory here, for the last time that one of those cards surfaced, I believe there are only 8 known in circulation.
This says 50 to 60 copies believed to exist.
All right, maybe I'm thinking 8, like, in mint condition then.
Yeah.
Where you're going to get a lot of money.
Wagner himself reportedly requested that the cards be removed from the product. He disapproved with the idea of promoting tobacco to children.
That's right. That's right.
Good for him.
All right, get in now on the text line, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. At 3:30 this afternoon, we did best one line in any song. Now we're going to try something different. Best one line in any song, wrong answers only. Like, stop, collaborate, and listen. By Vanilla Ice.
He is going for distance. He is going for speed.
Who is that? I can hear the song in my head.
I'll have to get back to
from the
that
text
one.
Line. Okay. I'm too sexy for my car.
Right, said Fred. 913-586-7798. We'll get to it in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Yeah, this would qualify. So maybe I wasn't clear or I didn't explain it properly, and that's on me. Earlier today, we did best one line in a song. Yep. And I chose a Bruce Springsteen song. It's a sad man, my friend, who's living in his own skin and he can't stand the company, which is from his song Better Days, 1992. And we had some great submissions coming in from everybody, you know, the great one-liner in a song. And now we're looking for the same thing, but just the opposite. We're not looking for, you know, you thought Steve Perry was singing Cinnamon Gum. We're not, or, you know, I thought.
No, no one ever thought that except Michael.
Yeah, I thought MC Hammer was really happy to have two white teeth.
Just the cheesiest lyric you can think of. It's just so bad.
It's just really, really bad. The lyric is dumb.
Aruba, Jamaica, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama. Here's one. Once upon a time, there was light in my life. now there's only love in the dark. There's nothing I can say. It's a total eclipse of the heart.
Here's one from AC/DC, submitted by 4682. Knocking me out with those American thoughts.
That were thighs.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere.
Love is like a bomb, baby. Come on.
Come on.
Get it on.
Get it on. All right, here's one. Wake me up before you go.
Go.
Go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo. Yo.
I'm going to get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my
yeah,
hump.
It's bad.
My hump, my hump, my hump.
Check it out.
Here's my submission.
Okay.
You know I love Queen.
Yeah.
I love Queen. I thought Freddie Mercury was a genius.
Yeah.
But when this song comes on, either on the radio or on my CD, it gets turned immediately.
My bicycle. It's bad.
Races are coming your way. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
I've got one for you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
That's the only line in the whole song.
That's it.
Somebody says, read mine. It's so bad. Hang on. Let me see what you wrote.
Oh, here's a great one.
This is apparently from 2 Chainz and Kanye West. I'm not familiar with the song.
Uh-oh.
She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty.
Oh, that is true.
That's from 5847.
How about this? Someone's always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
Gosh, I know these lyrics and
Marconi
I can't.
Marconi plays the mamba.
Yes, all right.
Listen to the radio.
The best, worst song of all time.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Rock me, Amadeus, 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 Amadeus. Rock me, Amadeus.
Unskinny, bop, bop, bop.
That is,
bop,
yes.
Bop, by Poison bop. Is a terrible.
She
terrible
just loves
song.
To play Unskinny, bop.
Here's one from
say.
The 80s. The reflex, flex, 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 flex. You've got too far this time. All of the Duran Duran lyrics, if we're going to be honest, were bad. And I loved Duran Duran. So, I loved it. The reflex is a lonely child.
Waiting by the phone. What?
Is that lyric?
I think so.
The reflex, waiting by the, I think I've always sung it, car.
I don't know how you
Why is
confused.
There a lonely child waiting by the phone?
Because he wants his mom to call him?
Because it was the 80s.
Did someone leave him alone?
No, it was the 80s.
Phones are ringing. We'll take a couple of these.
I know a mouse.
Yes.
And he hasn't got a house.
No.
I don't know why I call him Gerald.
Scott, according to the Durans, a reflex is an only child, not a lonely child. I've always sung lonely child.
Okay.
Waiting in a park.
That's not what it sounds like to me.
That's not how I sang it either. Either way, it's dumb.
Waiting by the park? You're right. The reflex is in charge of finding treasure in the dark.
The dark!
And watching over Lucky Clover, isn't that bizarre? And everything the reflex does leaves you answered with a question mark.
Okay.
I swore it said phone.
From Bruce Springsteen, have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way down the street? No, I have not.
No, I have not.
A one-legged dog.
God, there were some... Wow. There were some bad lyrics in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Well, just read anything by Vanilla Ice.
Living like a lover with a radar phone. What is that? Love is like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Living like a lover with a radar phone. What does that mean? And pour some sugar on me. Someone asks, how does a lover live? And is it different to one that's got a radar phone?
I'm down on my knees searching for an answer. Are we human or are we dancer?
Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp.
Demolition lover,
woman.
Can I be your man?
Your man.
Your man.
Razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime. Sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent. Sugar me.
Oh, babe. I want to put a log in your fireplace.
Okay. Do you know what we just completely forgot? The widely considered the worst lyrics of all of the 70s. Muskrat Love by Captain Antoniel.
It was submitted on the text line, yes.
Let me just, it's really, really creepy. Isn't that the jingle and the jangle and the tingle and the tangle? Muskrat Love,
I don't listen,
Candlelight, doing the town, doing it right. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug at Muskrat Land. Nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese. Sam says to Susie, honey, would you please? Sam, pull that up. Would you please be my missus? Susie said yes with her kisses. Now he's tickling her fancy and rubbing her toes. What were they on?
Psychedelics, probably.
Sam, who's Susie?
How did this become a hit?
This is with so the kisses. Gross.
Really
and
trying
so
to rhyme there really bad.
Weird. Oh, he's tickling her. That'll be enough.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right.
That's good enough.
At the end, aren't there weird, like, weird.
I've never heard that song in my life. I just know it was a big hit for them.
I don't know that I'd call it a big hit.
Beware bad drivers. This is from the USA Today. Beware bad drivers. Some states are passing laws that punish reckless driving with devices that will control your car's top speed.
No. What if I am having a heart attack and I've got to drive myself to the hospital?
Washington State recently became the second state in the U.S., joining Virginia, to enact a law placing speed-limiting technology in the cars of drivers with bad driving records. D.C. also has a law like that.
I don't like that. What if someone's chasing you and trying to kill you? Like, there are a couple of scenarios where you got to get up and go.
There's also a lot of really smart people out there that no matter how hard you make that technology to bust, they will find a way. And you are just essentially opening up a black market of people who are going to be getting those things taken off.
Well, yeah, you just go down to some body shop. Pay the guy $150.
Yeah, I got the state governor put on. Can you take it off for me?
There would probably also be technology that when one removes the governor, like when you're wearing an ankle monitor and you take it off, like there's some flashy light that goes, wouldn't it tell someone?
Similar bills have been filed in 5 other states.
By the way, how bad of a driver are you that you would go to those lengths to take it off so you could continue driving recklessly? That's crazy. At that point, crazy.
Yeah, you've got a problem. But it's just like if you get busted driving drunk, they'll install those like breathalyzer.
Do you know someone asked, someone working on my parents' house before they moved, the guy asked her.
Who, your mom?
Yes, my mother, nicely.
And she would blow in it for
him. Would you mind coming out here and blowing in this? And my mom goes,
Right.
I mean.
Which says to me that he had somebody do it for him in the morning.
To get him over to her house.
And he's done work at your mom's house.
Yes.
And now he needs her to blow into it.
She was like, I'm not going to be
a
part of your criminal enterprise.
That means he was working at your mom's house drunk
okay.
all day.
That's great.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man.
Is that presidents of the United States?
No.
It is.
Well, they were put there by a man.
That's true. I mean, that is a true story.
Peaches don't can themselves.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. List is out on the states that tip the most. By the way, I went to a sandwich shop today and was asked to tip.
I tried to nicely take a stand yesterday and people got mad at me and said it's because they don't make a living wage. And I go, at Starbucks, when they're handing me a bag of like those 2 egg bites that you get, I told you this, they were handing me egg bites.
Yep.
And then they said, would you like to tip? No one made me coffee. I had a Diet Pepsi in the car. Would you like to tip? It's gotten completely out of control, and I'm letting go of the guilt.
I made a rare appearance at a Starbucks a couple weeks ago to meet an old friend. All I ordered was an iced tea.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. They charged me $5 for it,
mm-hmm.
and then wanted me to tip. And out of guilt, I tipped a dollar.
See? You've got to let the guilt go, Scott. Now, I am a great restaurant tipper. You know, we took my daughter out for her birthday last night.
How was it? Good?
Outstanding. There were 10 of us. The service was outstanding. And the tip was large.
Good. Well, if the service is good,
it 100%. Should, and the food is good, I am a great restaurant tipper.
Yep.
But don't make me feel guilty for handing me an egg bite.
I tipped at the sandwich shop because I felt guilty.
I tipped at the concession stand buying a bottle of water last night. By the way, it was a $6 bottle of water.
One of our listeners replied that she was asked to take part in a fundraiser for her elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And on the text thing, it said, you know, would you like to round up to tip? And she showed me the screenshot of it on Facebook. She goes, For what? I'm giving you money in a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I add a gratuity to that?
Sam, tell Dana and everybody else the time you tipped at, I think it was at Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this if you haven't heard this story.
I ran out to grab a couple of hot chocolates and two bottles of water from the self-serve station at Arrowhead.
Self-serve!
And it was a very important game. It was cold outside. I was buying hot chocolate. You can imagine what kind of game it was. Playoffs. And I hear the crowd cheer. So I'm panicking, trying to pay so I can go back and see why the heck the crowd just cheered. And I hit that 10% tip button because I was in a rush. And I paid $52 for two hot chocolates and two bottles of water.
No, you did not.
Yes, he did.
$52.
That's insane. That is insane.
Water plus chocolate and then just water by itself.
And how much was the tip that you tipped yourself?
It was a 10% tip. So that it was 52 total after the 10% tip. So
you roughly tipped $5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take a couple pennies.
Yeah.
To serve yourself at Arrowhead Stadium.
That would be correct. All right, I grabbed two hot chocolates, two waters.
Come on.
They included D.C. in this list, by the way. The top 10 are in reverse order: Maine, Rhode Island, Nebraska, Vermont, Washington State, North Carolina, Minnesota, South Carolina, D.C., number one tipping state in the union, New Hampshire. Huh. Missouri, you're 33rd. Kansas, you're 38th. We got to run. Sam Stevie III is our producer, finest man in these United States, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.